one's a vegan, the other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak with Sumerian and Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk. Rant Radio Talk.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Good evening. Tonight we're backed by Skinny Puppy in the background with their new album. Greetings to all the late night people, Sunday night. Tonight, I don't have to go to bed so early because tomorrow is a Canadian holiday, which is nice. Oh, I think I'm peeking out. I'll just talk calmly then. Actually, I'll turn myself down. Just a little bit, because I am peeking out. Sorry. There we go. That's a little bit better. I won't blow your speakers and eardrums. Yes, tomorrow's a Canadian holiday. Thank goodness I don't have to go to bed so early. So I won't be so tired tomorrow for work, because I do the show on Sunday nights. But that's my choice, and my torture. Let's bring in Mr. Smokehouse and give him a call. See how he's doing. See if I have to turn up the music or turn down the music. No, probably not. It's probably pretty good.
Hello?
Hello, Smokehouse. 1 second. Oh, there you are in the distance. Coming closer to you. Hello, Smokehouse. How are you doing tonight?
I hear the sim at the end of the tunnel.
No kidding. My microphone was a little bit far away from my mouth. Or the one I talked to you with. Because I talked to you with a different microphone.
Well, of course, you know, technological limitations.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I wish I could just use one and then I could wander around the room, but I can't.
Anyway.
I'm stuck to a chair.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you doing tonight?
I'm sober for the first time in 4 days.
Yeah, you went on a little binge there?
Yeah, I had to go out of town on a little binge. for the my cousin's marriage.
A family binge.
Yes, it was brutal, let me tell you.
Was it? Was it okay? Yeah. Would you have an okay time, or you just drank your way through it?
I had a blast, but that was probably because I was drunk the entire time. You know?
Alcohol, the way to deal with families.
That's right. Alcohol is your friend.
So, time for the show, I guess, eh?
Time for the show.
Once again. And it's show 13.
Unlucky 13.
Unlucky. So hopefully we can make it through the show without any incidences.
And you missed me last week, I could tell.
I think I did okay. It's better with a co-host, but I was able to pull it off, you know. Throw some music in the middle.
I actually thought about listening to it because I would have been able to, but I'm like, nah, I don't want to. I'll let him suffer.
You just cry and go, oh, he needs me.
You did talk, well, I don't know if I'd ever do that, but... I know you did talk to Pearden for 10 minutes.
Against your better judgment, right?
Yes, like you were listening to me anyway until it's too late.
Yeah, well, the cat's away, the mice will play, and I talked to Pearden for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I won't fire you today, or at least not right now.
Yeah, he was pretty tolerable, which is good. He doesn't seem
maybe
to be...
he's getting better, you know, taking some drugs, relaxing.
Yeah, he might be on some new medication, which helps him out, which is good.
His quite a bit.
he'd quite a bit?
Quite a bit.
Ah, well, he's not a radio personality like you or me.
Yes, we're real radio personalities. Look at us.
We're very professional. Yeah.
Ooh, we're good. And I have the degree to prove it.
You got a placard on your wall that says radio professional?
You know what? I don't know where it is.
Yeah, we got to make some of those up. And let our DJs print them out, and they can say certified radio professional by Rant Radio Studios or something.
I actually have a college degree, and I don't know where it is.
Oh yeah, do you?
Yeah, in broadcasting.
Oh wow, see, Smokey's way more qualified than me. I have nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Well, that's why I do 95% of the work around here.
Yeah, poor old me, slaving away. Only 5%.
I have the education, goddammit.
That's right. And now he's finally putting it to work.
Yeah, and it pays just as well. It pays just as well.
It does. Pays just as well as regular radio. You know, you could either do an internship on an airwave radio show.
And I did that.
And that pays nothing. And this pays nothing. So it's all good, right?
Oh, yeah. But this is better because I'm in charge. So it's good.
You can actually make things the way you want them to be.
Yes, the way I want them to be. I did the internship thing. And let me tell you, it sucks.
Yeah, you have to get the coffee, right?
I did. Well, no, I can't do that because I'll spill it on people. But
so they stopped asking you for the coffee after a bit, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they tried putting a tray on me like R2-D2, you know, on Jabba the Sand Skiff, but that didn't work.
Let's read out the names in the RC.
Go for it, dude.
Evil Spork, Desert Runner, Trebu, The Decoy, Kindling Boy, Mr. Chicago, V2, Mainframe, One of Many, Haggard 37, Tweaked, K-Tog, Snake Ghost. That's all I see. That's all the people are. That's all the people are talking. I'm not going to read out 71 people because if they're not talking, they're not part of the discussion.
That doesn't mean we don't like you. We're just lazy.
Yeah, there's like 50 other people listening. Because why is the music gone? Oh, it's not gone. It's just really quiet. Where are we there? Oh, if you could post the link to the webpage where they can download all the wonderful, lovely past shows.
We need somebody to make a webpage for us because our webpage sucks too.
Yeah, it's pretty boring. It's pretty plain. So if you're up for the task, send us some web goodness our way.
Yeah.
info@rantradio.com.
I've got to get some pictures taken. I'm really lazy about that.
Yeah, we need some pictures for you. I mean, we've got one, and it's a pretty good picture. But
yeah,
we need some cooler pictures without you draped in an American flag.
I'm an American boy.
Yes, you are.
You have to remember, man, I live, like, in the middle of the country where, like, that's the way it is.
You're trapped. Trapped by all the pride.
No, I don't mind it. I'm not like you people. So I don't hate my country.
Oh, we don't hate our country. We just are blasé about it.
Well, you don't have to be all excited about it because either way they'll take care of you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You pay the high taxes and they do it all for you, so.
Yay for socialism! Woohoo!
Why bother?
It rocks. Also, I have posted the links for this show.
I see.
So I did that early because I know I'd never do it after, so I think I'm going to get in the habit of posting them just before the show.
Well, I told you the easiest way to do that.
Yeah?
Was just give them the format.
Yeah, I don't really want to do that, though.
The format's not special. What?
No, it's not special. It doesn't have anything in it that I wouldn't, like we say everything in there, but I'm not too keen on proprietary doc files. I'd rather them just read it in text file. So I'm going to try and make it a habit to post it before the show or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just tried to make it easy for you, but no.
No, I got to make it harder myself. You know, I got to cut and paste little bits here and there. Yeah.
No, you're a lazy bastard, and I tried to make it easier for you. You're like, no, I want to do it that way.
I want to make it harder. If you want to get in the IRC, because we never tell people how to get in the IRC.
No, we never do.
You can go to the webpage and click on community and click on chat, and it has all the instructions there. You can either.
And that is. That's if you're not technically inclined, that's the way to do it.
That's
or
right.
Stupid, as we like to say.
Or stupid. And you can just type in your name and start chatting, and that's the easy, easy, easy way. But it's the dumb way. It's a really bad way of doing it. So if you know how to get to IRC, it's the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel, and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of ways you can get involved with Rant Radio, and I've added one more to the list.
Really?
Which is good.
I haven't actually read the format, so what's it say?
Well, go ahead. You have it, right?
You actually sent it to me 12 hours early.
Which is pretty good, because I had to get it done early, because today was full. I had a very full day, and I'll talk about
that
after.
Which means I could procrastinate even more.
Exactly.
Let's see, what do we have here? We have send in your mugshot, which is fun. Or at least we'd like to think it is.
Yeah.
We want to see your picture so we can put it on our webpage.
And laugh at it.
And, of course, the rules are, do not send us a picture of your finger. and do not use Photoshop filters. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And if you're male, please leave your shirt on at all times.
Even in an emergency.
And your pants, too.
Yes, please.
Let's see, what else? If you're a long-distance listener from another country, let us know. We'll put your name up on the webpage as well. Let's see, what else do we need? We need bandwidth, a lot of bandwidth.
Yes, please.
Because we eat it up fast and we can get it.
So it's
if
tasty.
You have a really good connection that's not a cable modem, let Sim know, and we will help. We'll help you get it set up.
Yep, so more people can listen to our yummy goodness.
At 1 o'clock in the morning, my time.
Yes, at very, very late at night, listening to our voices come through. It's 1 o'clock. Are you central? You're central, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I'm central time.
That's right.
I'm glad I'm not Eastern time, because Eastern time sucks.
I don't even think you'd be able to do that. 2 in the morning starts? That'd be impossible.
I could do it, but I would hate you more than I already do. So...
And that's
it'd be bad.
What else can they do to get involved? Because people, that's the number one. That's one of the number one things people email me about. That's why I stress it every show there.
Well, an important thing you could do is tell people about us. Because the more people that know about us, the bigger we get.
That's right.
Tell 2 people that you know about Rant Radio, and it will grow exponentially.
And somebody in the IRC was talking about that. I was trying to tell my friends to. It was one of many. He says, "I yell and yell, but no, they won't listen." Well, maybe because you're crazy.
Maybe because you're crazy. See, don't yell.
Yeah, don't yell. Tell them nicely. Introduce them to something you think they'd like, because there's lots of different facets. There's books.
Mm-hmm.
There's radio shows. There's TV shows. Something. They're gonna like something.
You catch more flies with honey, dude.
Exactly. So stop yelling.
They'll think you're crazy, and they'll go, "Shut up, man.
Yeah.
You're crazy. Get off the internet." was that everything?
No, there's the one new thing.
I'm tired. I can't read.
One right after Tell Somebody About Rant Radio. I'll do it.
Send in your news stories? Is that it?
No, maybe I updated it after I sent it to you.
You must have, because I don't see it.
Okay, check out the projects listing in the forums. Is that there on yours? No, probably not.
Okay, yeah, but I just got confused because of the links.
Yeah, I'm going to tidy that up a little bit there.
Yeah, you should, bitch.
Thanks.
I took a week off, dude. I'm full of energy now.
No kidding, eh? You're full of pith and vinegar.
I'm ready for it, dude. Bring it on.
So we have projects. People ask me as well, what can I do, what can I do? Well, there's a bunch of different projects in there. There's audio projects, there's web page projects, a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, we do have the one big web page project, which I have not seen anything interesting for yet.
Oh,
Sean's page?
Dark Atlas?
Yes.
Yeah, we're needing that really soon.
I saw one, but the person who did it, I don't remember who it was, but they made a news page out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
I don't want that.
I mean, everybody has that kind of page.
Yeah, I don't want that.
We need something really unique that reflects Sean. I mean, everybody has that news thing with the links on the left, links on the right.
All right.
Normal bar on the top, but are you going to post the link?
Yeah, I'll get to it. I'm talking at the same time, dude. Cut me some slack. You know?
Yeah.
I'm fucking busy over here. You know?
Yeah, and one of the projects that I'm going to add, I guess, is the RantSpeak website, because we need one. Because ours sucks. It has a big picture of me, and I look undead.
Yeah.
But it works for now. It has the link. It has the basic info. And we need DJs, too, don't we, Smokey?
Yes, we do. We need lots of DJs. An important thing is, too, when you send me an email, please use your head. Okay? Write me an email in English. Not lead speak. Don't want it. And even if you do write me an email in English, I want something more than it says, I want to do a show. Well, that's fucking great, dude.
We know you want to do a show. That's why you emailed. Please give us more info.
Yes, because that's great you want to do a show, but I need to know, you know, who you are and what you want to do.
Like what type of show? Which channel your show wants to be on? And whether you've done stuff before, whether you've uploaded your demo to us, that kind of stuff.
That's kind of important.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, if I don't like your letter, I may not reply.
Yeah, if it's so bad that it doesn't even make sense, How are we ever going to communicate with you? So try and type something legible.
I mean, because I have a hard enough time answering the ones that have that are good. So if you send me, if I get bad emails, you're slowing the process down even more. Think of it this way. Think of it like actually applying for a job. You wouldn't fill out a resume and put a cover letter in there that said, me want job.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't work.
Because basically you are applying for a job. It's a DJ job. It's a real job. You have to show up to work every week. It's the same thing.
Ask anybody, too. If you don't show up for work, I kick your ass.
Yeah, and it's not pretty.
I'm pretty bad about that.
Yeah. I mean, we're serious here. We don't make any money, but that doesn't make it any less serious. Like, we want to put out a good product.
And I get that argument. Well, it's just internet radio, and I'll be like, go look at the Shoutcast. Okay.
Yeah. We are top of Shoutcast listings in our genre.
And I'm not trying to be an asshole and do a bunch of chest thumping, but, I mean, there's a reason why.
Yeah, because it's all quality. I mean, we could put on every DJ that emails us, but the quality would go into the toilet, right?
Like the Sonic the Hedgehog kid.
Now, granted, I might want to listen to one of his shows because it's so weird.
I swear to God.
Did he send in a demo?
No, I didn't. I didn't let it go that far.
No, I mean, that. I can't even imagine how bad that would have been. It just sounded so weird. I couldn't.
He was from Alaska, too, so he was probably 13 years old, and his best friend was like a moose.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just would have been bad. It was like, what was it? Sonic the Hedgehog themes and WWE entrance themes.
I mean, there's not much there.
No. And I mean, I have, you know, a few of those entrance themes myself, but I'm not going to play them on the radio. You know?
They're not really radio friendly. They're not really a format we're going for.
No. They don't really reach our core demographic.
I mean, the next radio station might be a WWF-themed radio station. Maybe, but probably not.
Probably not.
And then we'll let them on that station.
I think we ought to do a rock station next.
Rock station?
Yeah. And I'm not talking just like, you know, the PVC fag rock like we do right now. I'm talking about actual, like, rock and roll. Kind of thing.
The ones next I have in my mind is gonna be
rap, maybe.
Rap is way up there, and a hardcore station.
Yeah,
like heavy music, just heavy. Any kind of heavy music, just throw it in there, right?
Yeah.
But at that point, it's almost out of my hands. I can't handle it anymore. We'd have to get a whole rack of new people and stuff.
And I'm gonna need new people to boss around. And
yeah, that is like the next level.
Which will be cool because I'll have to do, like, less work then.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting around like you and didn't do stuff.
Shut the fuck up. I would send you what I do in a day, but it would add more work to my day. I've told you before. Oh, I'm not even going to get into it.
But what fun is it for me if I just sit there and go, yeah, Sam works a lot.
Exactly. It's much more fun to razz the other person.
It is, you know. It's all like quality radio, man. That's what this is all about.
Just pissing off each other.
Pissing you off.
Do you have any news, Smokey?
Other than I'm sober? No. Not
really. You had a week off.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
About it. You're just kind of catching up now.
It's a good time, though. I enjoyed it.
Cool. Our connection's, like, really weird tonight. You're, like, all fuzzy and stuff. It's cutting
off. I just put in a router today, so it might be a little sketchy yet.
Yeah. It's not horrible. Like, it's totally dealable.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
That's all I got, man. Leave me alone. It was free.
Sean's new book, been out for a couple weeks. Hundreds of people have downloaded now. Like, hundreds.
I was going to ask you, has it only been 2 weeks it's been out?
I think it's only been out 2 weeks. Things seem to fly by, like we release something, it seems like it's been out forever. But really, I think it's only been out for 2 weeks.
Well, that's
maybe three.
That's good. That's good then, because I'm looking at the stat page right now.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Lots of people, like I think, oh, it's low, but no, that's hundreds of people are downloading and reading the book. It's amazing.
It's just what it is. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a web book, right? Yeah. We're gonna soon have that for publishing. Like, people can buy a physical book. We're getting that ready, but it's not ready yet.
I'm not gonna read it until then.
me neither, but
fuck that.
I can't read stuff on the web more than like a page worth.
God no, I mean
if it's funny, two pages.
Even on paper, I have to have short little bits because I get distracted. You know, it needs to be like little cubes, little pieces, and I'll read it. But no.
Yeah, short chapters.
That's right.
But it's
short attention span.
It's on the Rant Media page. If you can post the link there.
Sure.
And it's a second story now because I had to move it down because there's new news, of course.
Okay,
but as soon as we have the Dark Atlas webpage, you'll be able to easily link to it. There's going to be stuff for Sean's print. It's going to be like audio, video, print, stuff like that, nice and laid out. So you'll be able to get to it easy.
And we should clarify that it is a Dark Atlas page, not a patrolling page.
No, it is not a patrolling page. It is Sean's like major hub, everything to do with Sean. And you'll be able to get to the patrolling from that.
Because somebody asked me if I wanted a patrolling page, and I said no.
Well, we do,
but I mean, that's not what I'm looking for right now.
No, Dark Atlas is way more important right now. We need that, number one. But if you want, I've already got somebody on board doing the patrolling page, which is nice. But
good.
So that's locked down, but we need the Dark Atlas one really quick. Oh, and there, Shrine Master just posted his banner that he made for patrolling. Very, very nice. And it's actually Shrine Master who's working on the website, if I'm going to let the cat out of the bag, because he did a good job on the banner, and he's done lots of graphic work for us before. And he's,
I like that.
Yeah, it's a nice banner, eh?
That's using the one picture that you've all seen to its fullest.
I know, we released like two pictures of Sean, and then it's used forever in 5,000 different ways.
Yeah. And I hope that you capture a lot of still shots from this, because we need to put more pictures of that boy on the web.
Yeah, I sent a whole raft of exclusive screen caps to Shrine Master to work with.
And I haven't seen these. Why?
Because I sent them last night. They're no big deal. They're no big deal.
I don't care.
Okay, I'll send them to you too.
God damn it.
It's about 5 megs worth, so I don't know if your email can handle that.
Yeah, it will.
Okay, I'll send them off to you. I got some more news about Sean's writing, which is very cool, because I was with him today, of course, shooting. Every Sunday we go shooting.
Right.
Sean's first book is going to be released soon as well.
Yes, it will. I know
which
that.
Which is sort of Sean's second book, because his first book was released a long time ago. This is, what the hell is it called again?
Bloodstained Rabbit.
That's right. Bloodstained Rabbit. So we're going to sort of call it Sean's second book, but it was written first. So
this is the first one, yeah.
Yeah. And that is being edited still right now. Hopefully. Wait,
I got to make a phone call on that one. I was going to do it today and got sidetracked.
Very cool. So Sean is eager to get that one going. Not yet. We don't need to put it out yet because people are still reading his other book, and we're going to let that go for a little bit, maybe.
You wanted to put it out when you put Abaddon out, and I said, no.
No, you got to release it slowly.
It's not done yet. It's not done yet argument.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of time to keep editing it, and we want it in a good format and make it look nice and everything.
But it will be soon.
Excellent. And Sean's third book. Which he is almost done.
I might know which one that is.
Yeah? Yeah? You might. You probably do.
I'm guessing.
And
but I'm guessing.
Okay. And I'll say this much about it. The third book is actually part of a set of books he's writing, which is very exciting.
Does the title start with a B?
I think so. I can't remember the exact title. I know, like, the general theme of it and some of the words from the title. I can't remember. He told me. You know,
all I was going to ask.
He says a lot of stuff while I'm there. He's like, blah, 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 right?
Don't say.
So yeah. I try and keep up with it.
So you get buffer underrun trying to listen to Sean.
Exactly. It's like, oh, slow down, Sean. Slow down. He's got so many ideas, right? Which is good, because you pick through them, you get the good ones, and then you go with those ones.
It's like I tell people, when Sean calls you, you don't talk to him, you just listen.
You just sit and listen to him.
And hang on really tight and look for a pen.
So there's some stuff on the writing side of Sean, because he's doing a lot of writing right now, because it's we're just doing filming and writing. Patrolling. The filming is absolutely done for season 1. We just finished it all today. The last shots for the intro, because that's what we were just filming. We're doing we've also shot three full episodes for season two as well.
So how many episodes have you shot, you think?
It's looking... Oh, just one second. I actually have the show outline. I do know exactly how many episodes within one episode.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So let me stall and get it. There it is. Because Sean just sent me the outline the other day. Here it is. He has down 9 episodes, but it may stretch to 10.
Ooh.
Yep. So it's looking around 10 episodes because I think he underestimated how much footage I actually have, because I have about 17 full tapes of patrolling. So that edits down quite large. I'm sure he can get 10.
Oh, out of 17 hours? I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so. No, there's a lot of fluff, a lot of chaff. Yeah, Sean just blabbing about crap.
Unless you're Peter Jackson all of a sudden.
Exactly. So, the release date for patrolling. I am hoping.
Don't lie to the kids, man.
I'm not going
to
lie. I'm hoping for a week.
A week?
But I'm not going to think that I'm going to get it done in a week.
I'm not going to say anything now. I'm thinking stuff, and I'm not going to say a word.
Yeah, you're thinking I'm, like, totally bonkers and thinking I'm going to get it done in a week. Let's say 2 to be safe, because I've got all the pieces together. I've got 90% of the intro done for the show, and I just have to put some transitions and stuff in the major part of it. And so it's very simple.
So we've made progress. We've gone down from the perpetual 3 weeks to the perpetual 2.
Yes, we've gone down from perpetual 3 to perpetual 2, and hopefully next week I will say 1.
Awesome.
Which will be nice. So, kiddies listening, you'll get Sean soon. New Sean, video Sean, good stuff. And then after that, will be every week or so a new one will come out. Because once the intro's done, I've got all the footage. I just have to put it together. It's very simple. It's all shot. It's all done. It's on tape right beside me.
If we time it right, we should be able to... Wouldn't after now start again after this is done?
That's exactly the plan. From now on, you will pretty much get Sean constantly. In video format or in after now format, in some kind of format, book format, there will always be Sean. From now on.
I like to think I had a lot to do with that. Thanks very much.
Yeah, well, it's a good plan, right? So that there's always something for people to listen to, watch, and because now we've got a bit of a buffer now, because we took a couple months off to film Patrolling, but now Patrolling's all filmed, and we're even starting on the second season. We're going to be doing some filming, going down to Las Vegas for that and for other things. We'll be filming. Secret things that you may find out on some of the Ramp Media pages.
I would like to go down to Vegas just to put a camera on you for the whole experience.
Yeah, because I am never filmed.
Because you've never been there, and you're just so innocent when it comes to these things.
Yeah, I think I might be a little overwhelmed with Vegas. Yeah. With all the large, gambling, sweaty, meat-eating people.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. It's a good time.
It's quite a mind fuck down there, I guess, eh?
Sure it is. I mean, I was the last time I went, I was only 16.
Yeah.
But I still had a blast. There's just stuff to do.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've heard you can get into the gambling casinos at 18, but you can't drink till you're 21, right?
I believe that's right. I think you can gamble at 18.
21 is a national drinking age in the States, is it?
That's correct.
Okay, in Canada we have a drinking age in each different province. It's totally different each one.
That's but creepy.
It is a bit weird, but it works. I don't care.
they tried to do that here in the States, but the federal government said they cut off the highway funding to any state that went under 21.
What? Really? That's weird.
Well, I guess it has to do with the drunk driving laws, right?
Oh, I see. They chase them across the border, because the states are a lot smaller, so I guess you could almost drive across the county line. So
you're, yeah, exactly.
That's hilarious. So, yeah, Rant is going to DEF CON, which is in Las Vegas, which is a good segue. End of July, beginning of August. So it starts July 30th and ends August 1st. So we're down there for, the thing is 3 days long. And there's like 20 people already signed up in the forums. No, we know that they're going, all these rant people. So it's going to be quite a gathering of rant heads. I don't know.
Right. Are you guys flying down or are you driving?
No, we're driving down because we have to take a lot of equipment down with us because we're going to be doing the DEF CON television down there. So we have to bring computers and video equipment and stuff like that.
Now, did they contact us or did we volunteer?
No. They actually contacted me out of the blue. I would have never thought to go to DEF CON or anything, which was really cool of them because, you know, their last person that did it last year, unfortunately died. And he's been doing it for many, many years, probably since the beginning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So they had to find somebody that has experience in the field and knows what the hell they're doing. And some of the organizers know about Rant and Rant Radio and Rant TV and stuff. And they're like, oh, these guys know what the hell they're doing. Let's give it to Rant. Let them run the thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and they contacted me out of the blue. And I'm like, wow, I am totally honored to do this for one of the biggest hacker conventions in the world.
Well, since I can't go, you better bring me something back from...
Oh yeah, I'll pick something up for you, some gambling chips or, well, you'll get footage, of course, but everybody gets that footage.
I mean, something tangible would be nice. You know, I sort of got, remember last year when I sent the quarter circle four guys to E3?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I said, we got stuff for you, we'll send it to you. They never did.
They didn't do anything. Did they get something or they just ignored you?
They said they did, but I mean, I never saw it.
Oh, that sucks.
I got him in and I got Jack. That's awesome.
That sucks. Time for the feedback from listeners. And here's the amazing theme.
Email is awesome. Email is weird. Email is awesome. And email is weird. And I'll never forget the way it was, girl.
Thank you, Strong Bad.
Mm-hmm.
This one is from Social Entropist. Hey Sim, I'm going to ask something a little taboo. We Canadians seem to always focus on the negative shit out of the U.S. or the rest of the world. Shit, man,
that's
we
true.
Have... Yeah. Oh, why are you so distorted? Oh,
I'm sorry.
Just 1 second. I had the music cranked up a little bit. There we go. What?
Not my fault.
No, it's not your fault. Have an election impending in a month here in Kanukistan. I'm not suggesting devoting an entire episode for Canadian politics, but perhaps just a touch on it for 10 to 15 minutes. Heck, there are important issues in Canada, i.e. gas tax. Canada 70. I'm not sure what that is. Sovereignty, probably. Environment, schools, blah, freaking blah. One thing I do know is important to go out and vote, I hope. Our country may already be a puppet. I have no clue. I'm not a political scientist. I'm pretty sure you have a large Canadian audience between the ages of 14 and 40. Well, probably.
Yeah, probably.
That pretty encompasses pretty much everyone. And especially those younger people, it is very crucial for them to become interested in how their homeland is administered. Other so-called democracies have been apathetic and assume there is no care in voting. So I'll address that right now. Unfortunately, I am not very schooled in politics.
No, and to tell you the truth, most people aren't.
Yeah.
The word democracy is really overused. I actually get sick of hearing it because people always say, like, America is a democracy. No, it's not.
Oh, yeah?
It's a republic.
Oh, okay. And the republic for which it stands.
It's completely different. And here, this part not a democracy either. It's probably a republic, too.
Probably. See, the unfortunate thing, I know nothing about it, and I try not to speak on things that I know nothing about. Sometimes I do, but politics is definitely one of the things I know very, very, very little about. So, unfortunately, you'll have to maybe ask one of the other shows on Rant. I know there's Atlantic Bitch Slap. That's Canadian. Maybe those guys know about it. We also have Quarter Circle Forward, but they're a gaming show.
I would ask Reagan Walker. Even though he's American, he probably would know.
Yeah, he's very political.
And he's really into all that stuff.
So he may know something about Canadian politics, or at least be able to touch on it. So maybe drop him an email, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next part of the email. Rant is often colorfully referred to as a virus, but I don't think it is. I'm beginning to think rant and other movements such as rant would be better described as antiviral in nature. An antivirus helps clean an already diseased and corrupt system before the host expires, society. I know I'm getting a little melodramatic. Perhaps the fight can be fought on many fronts, including, mostly importantly, the home front. Well, that's kind of a cool way of putting it, an antivirus.
Yeah, that is true.
But viruses spread. Antiviruses, unfortunately, you have to administer them one by one, and we'd rather spread the virus.
Semantics, dude. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, whichever way you want to talk about it, but that's a cool thought. Okay, enough on me being self-righteous ass. One last question. Is Sean returning to rant? Don't get me wrong, the show is still great, but I miss his rants. Well,
maybe.
Maybe, maybe not, you know... You
maybe
never know.
Enough, you know, it's hard to say.
Yeah. Right now we're focusing on other things. We've got the After Now episodes. We've got the patrolling video shows. Sean has talked about going back on the radio, but I'm like, okay, just do one thing at a time. Do it well. And when we're done that, hey, go back on the radio, whatever, right?
Yeah.
He's talked about a very cool idea for a radio show, and I think it would be very cool. But
yeah,
right now he's
about that.
Yeah, I told you about that. It's a very cool idea, but he just doesn't have time. He's got lots of things to look after: his job, his wife, his everything else, making sure that patrolling is good, and he's also recording the new After Now right now, which is also very cool. So Sean is still involved in rant, maybe not rant radio at this time. Well, you know, rant radio with the After Now, but not a live show. I know a lot of people keep asking me, Sean needs to be live. But
yes, we know, but it's hard to pull it all off, guys.
It is. So
even I can only work him so hard. He gets mad at me. Okay, you guys think he gets mad at you? Oh no! He's up on me. Okay?
Yeah. So just enjoy what he's putting out. He's putting out books. He's putting out videos. He's putting out After Now. Leave him alone. There's lots of Sean to go around and just have some of that. Patrolling's coming out soon, and you'll probably stop asking these questions after that comes out. This next one is from Dave Brooklyn. Hi again. Before you think I'm part of the Tinfoil Headgear Brigade, I heard an interview with the author of this article from the New Scientist magazine. And if you could post that link.
Sure.
The gist of the interview dealt with the implications of memory suppression and enhancement drugs and mentions hypersonic sound transmissions, the speakers that only the intended target will hear, that are being tested in pop machines in Japan. This is the whole directed advertising thing from Minority Report. And I think I've heard this reference to this in other rant radio broadcasts. Yes, we have mentioned this before.
Several
times, because it's bloody scary. Another point that the article touches on is the Supreme Court case against Dr. Charles Sell, a dentist who was alleging some wrongdoing on the part of the government. The FBI then turned around and arrested him for Medicaid fraud, put him in solitary confinement for 6 years, and then began injecting him with antipsychotic drugs. The other interesting point is the use of memory suppression drugs by the emergency works after a disaster and soldiers after battles to avoid possible problems with post-traumatic stress disorder. This type of drugging is not too far from Soma in Brave New World or the recommended drugs in THX 1137. I'm sure all kinds of other issues will come to mind as well. I caught the repeat of your show on Shoutcast where you read out my letter. Thank you very much for that. You and Smokehouse put together a good show. He sounded pretty good. Well, yes, thank you very much. We don't get a lot of compliments, but we will accept them at any time. He sounded pretty good considering the job-related stress he was subjected to. I guess this was your Walmart.
It must be me.
Stress.
My job-related stress, I have no job.
Oh, no, this one. I guess titty therapy is many splendid thing. I know I'm hooked. That job-related stress.
That's nice.
No problem with that stress.
that's all good.
I hope you'll be able to put more of Rant Speak up in the stream, along with the Sean Kennedy Show reruns and other shows that are on there. Please give my best regards and compliments to everyone at Rant Radio, which brings me to something else. We've put all the Rant Speak into the rotation now.
Yes, they're in there.
Which is good, because people are giving us feedback about them. They're like, oh, we heard Rant speak in rotation, so that's awesome.
Yeah, they're listening. I tuned in one day and have to be on at like 2 in the morning. And like 30 people were listening. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we've got Binary Revolution Radio. We've got Rant Speak. We've got the Sean Kenny Radio Show. And I'm eventually going to put the What the Hell shows into rotation as well. So there'll be lots of stuff in there.
What about the 800 number?
Yeah, I got to redirect that.
Oh, yeah. Saint Dog also said that he uploaded some new Binary Revolution for you to put in the...
Unless he uploaded them in the past couple days, they're in the rotation now.
Okay.
Because I did put a whole whack of new ones this week into the rotation.
Yeah. He asked me like a week or two ago, he's like, could you guys set up a replay for me? And I'm like, dude, your show plays all the time.
Like lots. Tons.
And he's like, oh, okay, I didn't know it was still doing that.
It's on. Whenever I look,
it's on.
It's always his show. It's always his show, even though there's more Sean Kennedy shows. So
which is odd.
Yeah, it is odd. But yeah, it gets played lots, which is good. It's a good show.
It still crashes sometimes, too, I notice.
Yeah. I've done some testing on the new software. I've got it all up and running here. I think I'll install it tonight because I can stay up late tonight. And I'll try and stay awake as late as possible because the thing is, I have to take down all the streams.
Oh.
All the streams. And there's people like... There's like 100 people listening, or 150, or 200 people listening at any given time, I really can't do anything about that. Like, they're going to get cut off. I have to upgrade it.
Well, did you do that thing I told you to do?
Right. No, that's what I'll do. That's right.
Do that first.
Yeah, do the little announcement saying we're going offline for about an hour.
For maintenance, and be all right.
Yeah, and that'll give us a good warning for people. I mean, it won't go, oh, the Rant Radio's fucked. Oh, I think I'll switch to another radio station and stay with them forever. Yeah. But the radio stations are doing so well. A lot of people have donated a lot of mirrors. I'm so happy. I want to thank everyone who's donated mirrors.
And thanks for the big fat bandwidth that we're getting for the next 2 weeks from someone who shall remain nameless.
Yeah, we really want to thank him quite a bit. He's helping us so much. And
we probably wouldn't be here without him.
Right yeah, now. He's helped us a lot in many fronts. So
yay him.
Yay for you. The next one, this is from Coin. This guy is crazy. This guy's so crazy. Okay, what this guy is doing, he is transcribing all of the Tales from the After Now episodes. He's already...
I can't imagine why he'd want to do that. I really don't know.
I don't know. I don't know why he's doing it. He wants to do it? Great. That's awesome. Put them into a book. You can read them. They're kind of weird to read. Like, they don't translate super good, but people can judge for themselves. They're going to go up in the After Now site very shortly. And he has also made, this is kind of cool actually, an index for the After Now episodes with all the words that Sean, like the non-English words that Sean uses during the episodes.
Like a glossary sort of maybe.
Yeah, it's a glossary that people can look up and say, oh, what is that? What is Sean referencing? And what he's done is taken these words and actually indexed every single time Sean refers to one of these words in an After Now episode.
Holy crap, dude.
This guy is absolutely insane. You'll see what he's done shortly. It'll be posted up in text format on the After Now website. It's mind-blowing. Combined with Zophiel's cover for every episode, it's going to be a complete works. For After Now, people.
Did you show everybody the stock certificate that was made?
Oh no, I haven't done that yet. I may do a massive post of stuff tomorrow, like all the graphics and stuff people have submitted over the last month, because I've got a big storage amount of graphics that I have to put up, and a lot of them will go into the miscellaneous bin, which that one will go into the miscellaneous bin. It's very cool. And I'll probably post on the front as like one of the graphics for the news stories. You can print off your own Rant Radio shares.
That's right.
And you did that? Or who did that?
No, I think Zophiel did that too.
Zophiel did that. Yeah, he's crazy. Zophiel's like
crazy.
Working overtime. It's amazing.
For absolutely nothing, which is, wow.
yeah, it's he's dedicating so much of his time for Rant, and he's going to the political convention, and he's covering that for Rant as well. He's printed out these passes and stuff.
That's great.
It's crazy. He's so crazy.
Now,
crazy.
Are the passes that he printed, are they legitimate, or is he trying to, like...
No, these are press passes for Rant, and I've endorsed them. Like, they look good. They look real. Oh. And on the back of the press pass, it has the First Amendment printed on the press pass.
That's good. That's very important.
Which is so cool, because it's the... The government may not limit free speech and stuff like that. It doesn't work in Canada, but you just don't print the back in Canada.
Yeah, it works in the States. Usually around here, reporters carry around what's called the First Amendment Handbook.
Oh, really?
Whenever they give you shit, you just hold that book up, and then it's like, that's the end of the story.
Nice.
I actually have a copy.
Oh, that's awesome. It's like a physical book.
Yeah, it's like a little physical handbook, yeah.
Nice. On to the internet news stories. This has just happened in Canada. Monsanto can hold a plant patent. They have patented plant life. Ottawa, biotechnology giant Monsanto can control the use of its genetically modified canola plant because it holds the patent on a gene in the seed. The Supreme Court of Canada said Friday, ruling against a Saskatchewan farmer. In a 5-4 decision, the court upheld Monsanto's patent on its Roundup Ready canola plant gene, ruling Percy Schmeiser infringed on the patent by growing the plant without a license.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Have your listener's license? Now you need your plant license. The company alleged Schmeiser grew the patented canola seeds without paying for them, infringing on the company's patents. Schmeiser argued the canola seed blew onto his property from a nearby farmer's truck without his knowledge. He said the plants polluted his fields.
That's possible.
Yes, and that's his argument. I've never read anywhere how much of his crop was the Monsanto seed, whether it was like dispersed throughout his thing or there was a whole field of it or something, which would be like questionable. I've never been able to find that out, but I've known about this case for years. Like, this has been going on for like 5 years.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's a big, big, big court case.
Leave the poor farmer alone, okay? Farmers are poor.
Yeah, this guy is already hold on to his job. And this probably just put him under, right? The company inserts a gene into the canola plant to make it pesticide-resistant. Monsanto holds patents over the gene and insertion process and argued the patent should extend to control of the plant. If you really want to know more about this kind of stuff, watch a movie that just came out recently called The Corporation.
I heard about that.
Yeah, I've been mentioning it a couple times in the past, and it actually talks about this guy, this farmer, in the movie. Because it's a Canadian-made film. It's an amazing film, and there's countries in this world where you cannot use the water in the country because all of the water is controlled by a corporation. You're actually not legally allowed to collect rainwater in that country.
How is that possible?
Because the company that controls the water in there lays claim to the rainwater because it is evaporated from their water stock.
What the fuck ever?
And they've sued people for it. Isn't that insane for collecting rainwater?
Rainwater's a natural thing.
Not so. Yeah, you think plants are a natural thing too. It's just another extension of corporations trying to take you over. This one is very weird. Family said it got mailed a fetus.
I'm sorry, that's funny.
Yeah, I know. I just had to include this because it's really odd and really kind of funny. A second Northern Ontario family said it has been sent what appeared to be a miscarried fetus in the mail. The Fort Hope First National said Thursday as hospital involved vehemently denied the accusations. The head of the Thunder Bay Regional Health Sciences Center insisted Thursday that it has mistakenly sent a tissue sample to a Northern Ontario mother who had miscarried and that it was not from the fetus.
All I can say is yay for free Canadian healthcare.
Zelda. Yeah, this is so disgusting. Zelda Quizzes 31 said she received the remains of her miscarried fetus in a cardboard box on May 13th. I've never before heard of an act so repulsive being carried out against one of my community members, Charlie O'Keefe says Thursday.
Wow.
The Fort Hope First Nation said the fetus arrived in a box from the same Thunder Bay Hospital labeled Diagnostic Specimens. In a statement... Oh. Yeah, nice. In a statement...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'll wait.
In a statement, Quiz's relatives described the contents of the box as decomposed, thawed, and with an overwhelming smell. The hospital said Thursday it did not mail a decomposing miscarried fetus to Jeremiah. In no way, shape, or form was this a body, said hospital president.
Okay, sure. You know, usually hospitals, they usually like misplace babies and mix them up. Now they're mailing them out.
They're mailing them out to you. You too can get a miscarried fetus in the mail. That's disgusting.
That's very South Park.
Yes, it is. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's so gross. Next story. Will Napster kill high street record stores? This is from the UK, and apparently there's a store called High Street Records. Record stores are offering more music than ever. Online music service Napster launched this week in the UK, predicting the demise of High Street Record Shop within 10 years. Can the record shop survive in the digital age? Record stores have been an integral part of popular culture since the days of the first rock and roll singles in the 1950s. The hangout for choice for teenagers over many decades, the contemporary record stores evolved over time. From specialist independent shops offering rare vinyl to expansive megastores selling CDs, DVDs, and iPods, the record store remains at the heart of the music buying experience. But with the launch of Napster in the UK this week, are record stores under threat? Well,
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I just think they need to evolve. And a good way to evolve is to put in these things that burn a CD while you wait. Okay, you go into the record store, you can stand there and listen to music, you can browse through albums, and have these booths where you can listen to music, listen to the top 40 songs or whatever, and go, yeah, I like this one, yeah, I like this one, yeah, I like this one, burn. Make up your own albums. And they've already got it online. What is preventing them from doing it in the stores?
Yeah, and I think one thing that'll help too is there's something to be said about going to the record store. I mean...
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the good record stores are gone, you know?
Unfortunately, yeah. There's, like, Tower and Tower. And that's it.
There's, like, Tower and Sam Goody. But, you know, they're all, like, they're all neon lights and, you know, bins full of CDs. And I miss the old days with, like, the vinyl records. And that stuff is cool.
Where you could go into a record store and actually ask the opinion of one of the people there, what is good? What is good in this genre? And they'd actually point you to not the one that's in the top 40, but an actual real artist.
And they would know, and they would play it for you.
You could take the CD out, put it on, listen to the whole thing, buy it, and you would actually know what is really good.
And it's like that movie High Fidelity. That's one of my most favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, I still haven't seen that. I
You have not seen, dude?
I know.
That movie, because if you're a music buff, you will love that movie. It's awesome.
I'll just have to rent it by myself, because every time I want to rent it, the other person's like, yeah, I've seen it. And they don't want to see it again, for whatever reason. They just saw
it. The entire world has seen that movie, except for you.
Except for me. I am in the minority. I'll just have to go to the rental store and just go pick it up. Google faces fight on privacy. We've probably already mentioned this before, but it's constantly news, and I thought I'd bring it up again. Google's free email service, Gmail, has come under attack by privacy groups that it claims it violates privacy laws in many countries. Many internet service providers offer free email with limited amount of space to store messages. Gmail's generous 1 gigabyte of storage capacity comes at a price. Users' exposure to targeted advertisements based on the content of their emails. Google's free email storage capacity is more than 100 times offered by established rivals such as Yahoo and Hotmail. The service is promoted as a means for a user to create a centralized and permanent email archive. Privacy International filed complaints against Gmail with privacy regulators in Australia, Canada, and 15 countries in Europe. Controversy arose after Google stated its computers would scan emails for words to aid in sending Gmail users targeted advertisements. As well, some thought it would keep copies of emails even after the users deleted them. I don't know why they think that, but that's never been said by Google that they would ever do that. Somebody just make that up. It's really weird.
Well, even if they were going to do that, they wouldn't tell you.
No,
right?
That's right.
I mean,
we're keeping your email forever. Google says Gmail complies with data protection laws worldwide, but may consider changing the service to address privacy concerns. So people are scared of their privacy. Okay, you know what? Consumers, everybody in the world knows about this now, about this Google. And usually what happens with these kind of things, people sell their souls. They don't care. Yes. Okay, the privacy people are up in arms as usual, which is legitimate, right? They're looking out for people who don't look out for themselves,
right?
Because all of this is in the agreement. Yeah, we will target you with ads, just like when you type in search words in Google, right when normally, right, you see the ads on the side.
Yeah, but that's pretty unobtrusive. It's not really in the way, you know.
That's right, and that's done by computers. And same with the emails done by computers, not somebody reading your email. It's all done by a computer. So,
well, here's an idea. You know, don't use webmail, because webmail sucks.
There you go. It could be lost at any time. There's no guarantees. I don't use webmail just for something disposable. I use it to sign up for crap, right?
Unless you, you know, absolutely have to, like maybe if you're in a foreign country.
Yeah, you're on the road or something. But still, most ISPs provide a web-based service that you can use while you're on the road. And then when you get home, you can just download it like normal.
That's true.
But great. They're letting people know, but consumers are going to win out. People will sell their souls for anything. And if it's a gigabyte, they're going to go, it's a gigabyte. Who cares about the ads? And they'll just go for it.
Yeah.
I know that's what's going to happen.
Oh, sure. Because that can be used for things that we shouldn't use it for.
Mm-hmm.
As long as there isn't a message size limit.
Yeah, that's they've never said anything about that, which is interesting. Because if they up it like from the 5 megs or 10 megs, people are going to use this for piracy like crazy. Like when they first started out with free email accounts, I think it was on AOL. People set up like forwarding addresses. They would sign up for like 10 email addresses. And they would send pirated software through these emails.
Well, remember even before that when they had like free online storage space, you could get like a gig for free.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You could just like put everything in your mother up there.
Oh yeah, it was crazy when they first started that. Of course, now they've scaled it down.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know why anybody would need a gig for their email. Like I have email archives for 7 years. And it's probably
that's just disgusting. You know?
What?
That's just disgusting.
Yeah, it is disgusting.
There's no need for that, dude.
And one day I'll answer all 7 years of it.
Now, are these like just? Do you keep every email you get?
I delete the spam, of course. But okay. Yes, I keep absolutely every email I ever get.
Why?
Because it doesn't take up any space, and it's cool to like go back and reference stuff and look back at stuff. Sometimes I do reference it. When was the first instance of this thing happening, or when did I first talk to this person, or something like that? It's just kind of neat. And it takes up only
like keep email from chicks and stuff. I get that, but I mean every email, like
I cherish every email I get from you, Smokey.
I was gonna say, that's really freaks me out because all I ever do is kick your ass. So, I don't know why you'd keep that.
I just do, because I'm insane and I keep everything.
I even ignore your ICQ messages, let alone keep your email. Come
yeah,
on,
no
dude.
Kidding, yeah, I ignore my ICQ messages.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah, I just assume you've read it and you've done whatever I sent to you or whatever it is, you've read it. And
yeah, sometimes I'm just too lazy to type. It's just too much work.
I just acknowledge that you've done it. Somebody else looking out for our rights because we're too stupid to do it ourselves. The World Health Organization agrees to launch anti-obesity campaign because we're all too goddamn fat. The United Nations Health Agency agreed Saturday to launch a global campaign against obesity, blamed for the increase in deadly chronic diseases worldwide. The global strategy on diet, physical activity, and health was backed by a policy committee of the World Health Organization's annual assembly, and its formal adoption by the full body later in the day was a formality, diplomatic sources said. The plan, under negotiation for 2 years, recommends people limit intakes of fat, sugar, and salt. Imagine that.
Fat.
That's my main diet.
Dude, that's all I eat. Fuck off.
They're trying to suppress you, man. They're trying to take you down.
They are, and by the standard, I'm probably obese because they lower the obesity standard every year.
Yep, more and more obese people every year. Blame for the surge in cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and some cancer. The chronic diseases account for nearly 60% of the 56 million deaths around the world every year are deemed preventable, according to the World Health Organization, United Nations agency. According to the World Heart Federation, 1.1 billion adults and 22 million children under the age of 5 are obese worldwide, with overeating or poor eating habits replacing malnutrition as health problems in many developing countries.
What's the difference?
So people are eating too much instead of too little now.
Still malnutrition.
Yeah, it's but, you know, cutting down is a good first step. People are eating way too much. They don't need...
Supersize, bitch.
Yeah, supersize me. But, yeah, they're mostly bad diets. Lots of bad diets. This next part, Brazil, the world's largest cane producer, led sugar producers, including Cuba, this week in lobbying for softening references to sugar in the text, diplomats said. But the group backed down after their concerns were incorporated into the text, including a commitment to tackling malnutrition in developing countries, they added. So, yeah, all the lobbyists set in, the fat, sugar, and salt lobbyists. And Smokey's fully backing those lobbyists.
Oh, absolutely.
Bring on the more donuts, please.
And so is everybody in the IRC, I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Bunch of little assholes sitting by Captain Crunch and Coke. Come on.
Mainframe says, I'm not fat, I'm big bone.
That's right.
Mr. Chicago, right. I'm not fat, I'm pleasantly plump. Yes, there's probably a lot of fat nerds listening right now that are not giving up their food no matter what the World Health Organization says.
Hey, I've got the gut. I won't lie. You know. happens.
You got the 30-year-old gut going on?
I hope it's not 30, but it's enough.
It's enough. Swordplay lands man in court for assault. This one is just...
There can be only one.
Yeah. This one is so wacko. I had to include it. An Alexandria Gothic fantasy fan who changed his last name to Dragon to defy his father turned on his mother with a medieval sword on Sunday, according to police. Seth Dragon, 19, who was known until April 30th as James Courtier, was arraigned Monday in Campbell District Court in Newport on charges of first-degree assault and terroristic threatening. Okay, I'm not so sure about this terroristic threatening charge that he has.
Somebody came up with a fucking sword. I might be kind of terrorized.
I'd be a little terrorized, but they don't really need it to be a separate, like, he's a terrorist because he has a sword. Everybody's a terrorist. Alexandria police say Dragon stabbed his mother, Carol Smith, 41, in her right shoulder about 9:30 a.m. after she tried to wake him on Sunday at their Ridgewood Court home. Don't wake
bastard.
Don't wake goths up on Sunday morning. Like, just don't do it. You get a sword through your right shoulder. His mother was trying to wake him up for a family outing scheduled for that day. He got enraged, and they got in an argument when she was trying to get him out of the room. He stabbed her in the back. We're not quite sure what sword it was. Two swords were recovered that were 3 to 4 feet long. Probably the sword with the blood on it. How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
One looked like what a knight would use, and the other was curved with a jagged edge with a skull on it. There was also a locking blade knife recovered. Her 2-inch wide stab wound did not appear life-threatening. He said the knife did not completely run through Smith's body. Whitrock said Dragon, a high school dropout, lived at home and had a few previous arrests for less serious offenses. He said the teenager was an avid fan of gothic fantasy and filled his basement bedroom with dragon paraphernalia and other medieval swordplay accessories.
Don't say.
Yeah. Dragons.
Put him in jail.
Put him in jail. He's crazy. Well, he is crazy.
That's what I do.
But don't blame it on the goths. This guy's crazy.
He's just nuts.
Dragons, fantasy figures, swords, knives. He had two swords there and numerous others put away in storage. Anywhere from 40 to 50. Oh,
wow.
My God, that's a lot of swords. But I can't say if the incident itself goes with the goth lifestyle. It was just a domestic. Thank you. And that's the police saying that, which is kind of cool. Whitrock said Dragon's stepfather prevented him from leaving the home after Smith was wounded Sunday morning. Dragon was arrested a short time later.
Well, I would have been too by beating the living shit out of him.
Yeah, like, don't stab your mother. Probably not a good idea.
Yeah, you stab your mom, I'll cave your fucking head in. How about that?
Jimmy Clyde says, wow, go outside, you nerd.
That's pretty much it.
Well, that's what his mother tried to do, and she got stabbed, so...
That's fucking evil, man.
Decoy says, Seth, where are you? This is reality calling.
Oh, my God.
A Nielsen rating system points to possible deceit in RIAA sales figures.
This is for me. Thank you.
Did you send this one?
Yes.
Cool. A little investigative journalism can go a long way. And Moses Avalon has turned up something rather curious. The numbers that the RIA used to talk about sales are actually just numbers relating to shipments. I've known about this for a long time. A lot of companies, like small artists that are just starting out, they will ship so many singles out that they get them in the top 10. Just to get them in the top 10. They know they're not going to sell them, but as soon as they get in the top 10, they sell because they're in the top 10. And
right.
They get played on the radio. It's so dumb. The gist of it's pretty simple. The RIA has their own tracking system based on units shipped, while the Nielsen ratings base their SoundScan tracking system on actual barcode scan purchases. That's exactly... Like, did you buy it? Yay, it's a sold item. The problem is the SoundScan shows a 10% increase in music sales when compared to the first quarter of 2004 to what first quarter of 2003. Yet the RIAA insists that music sales are down. Avalon suggests the sales aren't down, only shipments are. How can this be possible? Simple. In the past, the RIAA always shipped considerably more units than were sold. Why the change? Retail stores simply want less inventory, so they order less, even though they're selling more. The bastards. They're deceiving you.
Those dirty bitches.
The RIAA lies. Lies through their teeth. They're fudging all the numbers. Do not believe them.
Because they want to put you in jail.
Yes. So this is the last story before we do... After the last story, we'll take calls. If you want to get the calls, we do it on Skype, skype.com, and our name is Rant Radio. Type that in, I'll add you to the list, we'll give you a call, private message me in the IRC, and we will
now,
talk
that doesn't
to
mean,
you.
That doesn't mean go to the website, skype.com, to call us, that means
no.
Download the program.
Yeah, download the program from skype.com, install it, add Rant Radio, we'll give you a call, get you on the radio and see what you think about anything, everything.
It's super easy.
Our news stories, yeah, it's really easy. It like involves no setup. Install, go, and get a microphone. Cats on the loose on the east side. The owner says the upstairs neighbor played a prank on her and let out more than 50 on the loose.
Oh my God.
Cats, and more cats were crawling in one East Toledo neighborhood. Somebody let them loose Sunday afternoon from an East Toledo shelter. The shelter's owner has a laundry list of complaints against her and has been the subject of several I-Team investigations. Now, they don't say what I-Team is, but it's not the A-Team, it's the I-Team.
I-Team.
Patty Rude, the owner of Lenda Paw Foundation, insists she's the victim this time, but she's no stranger to cat controversy. There was a drunken party upstairs in the duplex. They let the cats out of the cages, so the cats are roaming loose in the neighborhood. The upstairs neighbors deny it, but Rude says she's the victim. Other neighbors complained and the police respond. But in 2000, Rude faced a conviction of animal cruelty. A judge told her she could not harbor more than 50 cats.
I can't believe that they let it go up to 50. Because
yeah,
the law is like seven for dogs.
Yeah.
Unless you have a kennel license.
She must have a kennel license or something. But it says a duplex. Like, that's a house. 50 cats.
It's half a house.
It's a cat house.
You can't put... There's no way you can fit 50 cats in a fucking duplex.
Not comfortably. And she only has half the duplex. Like, she's the bottom half. Oh, my God. It's crazy.
You can't put cats in cages either. You're not supposed to.
No. No. Last year, the 13 Action News I-Team... Oh, it's a radio... It's a TV station. Investigated her Lenda Paw Foundation. At that time, the shelter was in a South Toledo garage. Our hidden camera found overcrowded, dirty conditions. We also told you about several heartbroken families whose cats either got sick or died after they bought them from Rude. Rude called the problems isolated and says she takes care of her cats. They have a change of litter, fresh food, water, change of bedding every single day. They are all sweet, loving, and docile.
That's because they're almost dead.
Yes, they're very docile. This one doesn't even move. But today, the East Toledo shelter appeared dirty, and now empty cat cages are surrounded by junk. As for the escaped cats, police say, we're not taking the cats. There are too many of them now.
Yeah, that's right.
Police say they called the Humane Society, and they couldn't get anyone to respond. Yeah, there's 50 cats. There's too many cats.
Nobody wants to mess with that many cats because cat shit is toxic.
Oh, it's brutal. Oh, it's no, so it's, nasty. There's so much bad, like, it's not just shit. It's bad shit.
Yeah, it seriously can kill you.
Yeah,
it's
don't,
toxic.
If you see cat shit, don't touch it with your hands. Like, it's brutal stuff.
I mean, I've got one cat and he's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I love him, but I mean, I can't imagine having, you know, 50 of them.
That would be so brutal. Ruth,
as far as my cat's alive, he's 19 years old. He will not die.
My God, 19? Hmm? Wow, he's almost up there with the Guinness Book of World Records. I think it's like 24 or something.
He's a badass. He just plays around and does nothing. I'm old.
Wow. Rude thinks the cats will come back on their own. Police say Rude could face a charge if they find out she does not have the proper vendor license to sell the cats. Well, you better find that out pretty quick. Okay, it's time to do the calls. Oh, we got a lot of people on Skype tonight. Who wants to talk to us? Please private message us in the IRC. And yes. Purden has said, dude, phone me tonight. I got a story to tell. I need to phone in tonight. Phone me.
Okay.
Please.
You have a limit of three.
3 minutes?
No. It's a limit.
Oh. Oh, it's a limit. Okay. Are you going to do the counting?
Three times. Yes, I will.
Okay, here we go. We're going to call Purden. Watch your uhs. Here we go. See, the unfortunate thing, Purden's connection is so goddamn good. Like, it's perfect. It sounds like he's... Purden!
Hey!
How you doing?
Awesome!
Good. So, you have a story.
Yes. Actually, I got two stories tonight.
Okay.
Okay, about the cat one. This one just came up, though.
Okay.
Okay, as you were talking about the cat one, I remembered what happened to my cat, like, last night.
Okay. You forgot about what happened to your cat last night?
No, I know, but I wasn't going to tell that story tonight.
That was one. Okay.
One.
I was going to tell, like, a different story tonight, but I could tell two. Now, about the cat one, my cat's in the vet right now, right? She's in serious condition right now.
Yeah.
She took on a raccoon.
Raccoons are badass. Like, don't fuck with raccoons.
Now, get this.
Two.
No. The raccoons is laying on my lawn dead.
Oh. Cat totally took out the raccoon. Like, dead.
Yeah, and she has like a big, huge scratch.
Oh, that's three. Oh, that's three. You hit the limit. Oh, that's too bad. It was pretty easy to keep track of them. Okay, anybody else want to phone in? Sorry, Purden. We had a three limit, and you hit the limit within like a minute. You're warned. Anybody else want to phone in? We're going to dial some random people, maybe.
Coolest thing we've ever done.
Pardon me?
That's the coolest thing we've ever done. That's awesome.
That was good. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, he does say a lot, doesn't he? Well, you can finish your cat story beating up a raccoon next week, and the three limit is still imposed. We're kind of training him. He's in training, and this is his first step of his radio training.
Yeah, you know who I really want to call?
Who's
is
that?
Zombie. I wish he would come around.
I know. This must be too late for him or something. I don't think he's ever listened to a show. Has he ever listened to a show?
He might have once.
I've seen him around, like, before the show, but I've never seen him, like, stick through a show.
I miss that boy. I really do.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Purden is our new zombie.
He's not nearly as much fun, man.
No, zombie is, like, totally zoned. Like, zoned the fuck out.
He's improved.
He has. He's been off his medication, which helped quite a bit.
I think we helped him out a lot, you know.
Yeah, like we told him to get off the meds, and it really did help him a lot. He's a lot more coherent, not so dopey.
He's really smart too, which is the scary thing.
Oh yeah.
He just doesn't communicate well. He's like George Bush.
That's right.
He's smart. He just can't speak very well.
Just can't talk. There's my. I'm kind of stalling. There is some people that are on the Skype list. Should I just randomly dial somebody? Who? We got Andy. Oh, we got Deception Radio. We got Kindling Boy, Mainframe, Maft Oog, and Tom.
Call Oog.
Okay.
He's smart.
Oh, and we've got Alpha 736 just added himself. So we're going to give Alpha 736 a call because obviously... He wants to talk. Where the hell did he go on my list? Like, added him, and then it's like totally disappeared. What the hell? Oh, his name probably changed. That's annoying. Where? View profile. Okay, there it is. That's really annoying. Okay, let's get him going. Oh, it's ringing already. Good connection.
Purden's really mad. He's really mad. This is great.
He's really mad. He's super, super duper duper mad.
His name is like Purden will kill Sim.
Uh-oh. I don't think I'll go to any of the POCO meetings anymore because he'll be mad. Alpha 736. Alpha, turn on your microphone.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow, it's Robot. Mr. Robot.
Hello.
Otto, how are you today?
I wasn't planning on calling you, but I just like pretty much added you to my Skype list.
Okay.
I was surprised when you called me.
Oh, we can barely understand you. We're gonna have to hang up.
Am I looking up?
Yeah, you sound like a robot, and it's not good. We're gonna.
I have TeamSpeak. Let me close that.
No, we're. I can't understand a word he's saying.
Sorry, dude. Couldn't
Sorry. Hopefully you can hear us on the radio afterwards. It's you sound like a robot. Just turn up your sound, and you can hear yourself in the last little parts.
In a few seconds there, yeah.
Yeah. It's not good. let's see. Anybody else? Who is listening that's on the list? Purden is saying a ton of stuff there. Nobody else, and it's 20 after, and I'm bloody hot because I have to close my window to do this show because sometimes I get a little bit loud and people are sleeping at this time of night.
You need like a fan or something, Mr. Heat Rock.
Oh, I forgot to turn on the fan this week. Oh my god, I'm totally sweating. I'm dripping.
I'm not even there and I know to turn on the fan. Jesus Christ, dude.
It's totally pointed away from me and not on.
I know there's a fan in there, goddammit.
Yeah, Shrine Master says, sounds like he's got bandwidth of a kite string.
Well, we all have those days.
I'm dying here. There we go. Okay, so that's it for the show, and everyone just had a big net split. So
net split.
That's our indication to get the fuck off the air. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to line up the outro music, which is the intro music. And we will be back next week with more Rant Speak and more Smokehouse and more Sumerian and indubitably more Purdin with more Oz.
And more pointless story.
And more pointless story. That one sounded like a pretty good story, but...
He just ruined it. He ruined it for everybody.
So practice, Purdin, practice this week talking to yourself in a mirror or record yourself telling a story and listen to the uhs and like have a little clicker, you know, those clickers where you count people going through the, I don't know, counting people. And count your uhs and try and get it down and try and beat your record of uhs.
They're picking on me now.
They're picking on you. Well, Smokey was the one who suggested it. I was just the enforcer because I have to be the enforcer because Smokey can't kick people off because I have to invite them into the conference. Yeah. So, you know, it was...
Yeah, now he wants to kill me, and Desert Runner's like, well, Smokey would be easy to chase down.
Well, you have to get there first. Purdin's in Poco, so he's just as close to you as I am.
See, and the funny thing is people think I would run away, which I would not.
It'd stand his ground. You stand your ground and fight, right?
That's right. To the death, goddammit.
Purdin... You better stop doing that in the IRC because, you know, I'm an op and I can kick your ass out of there. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you about 20 seconds to stop that because you haven't heard me say it yet.
It was a joke, dude.
Yeah, it was a joke. You can phone in next week.
Maybe if he's nice.
Yeah, maybe if you're nice and you stop saying that and we say your name enough. Jesus, you're on the show every week. Calm the fuck down. So we're out of here for another week. Listen, this will be in the archives. This will be a repeat. We'll repeat the show on Tuesday at noon, I think it is.
That's right, Tuesday at noon.
Tuesday at noon. So for the people overseas, well, not for the people overseas. People overseas can hear us. It's for the people locally that need to hear us.
It's for you North Americans that want to listen to the show.
Yeah, our main audience.
Tuesday at noon.
Tuesday at noon, or you can just download it off the webpage, which is also a very good way. And I'm amazed people stick through the whole goddamn show.
This was a good show.
Yeah, this was a good show.
I was fucking wired, that's why.
Yeah, I was pretty hyped up too. I mean, I spent all day with Sean, and he gets me all riled up and stuff.
Sandmaster says he's only an hour from Peoria.
Really? Oh, really? Well, that's cool.
I didn't know that.
So you can drive Smokey around then. Pick up Smokey and, like, drive him to DEF CON.
Yeah, I need a chauffeur, man.
Yeah, yeah. See if Shrine Master's going to DEF CON, and then maybe you can come down. That'd be awesome.
They said track 2100, we say, Well, you know what? It doesn't matter how often we say, because it's our station.
That's right. We're not going to raise that limit. And we're allowed to do whatever we want.
Die fascists from Rant Radio.
Yes, we are the fascists because we control it all. This is not a democracy. You do not get a vote in Rant Radio land.
And we can spell fascist.
You get to talk in the IRC unless you're an idiot, and then we kick you out of our land, and you get to go find another land to play in.
We love you guys, we do.
But we do love you. What's DEF CON? DEFCON. And just type that into Google, and it's the first thing up there. You can learn all about it. Yeah, HackerCon in Vegas. It's super cool. Tons of people.
Yeah, it's not DEAF. It's not like a hearing impaired conference.
We are going to DEF CON to see all the new hearing aids. Yeah, no, it's not like that. Yeah, it's all about the DEF on your telephone.
That's
D-E-F.
Right.
DEF. So we're out of here. And because I'm hot and we're stalling. So
konnichiwa, say bitches.
And what?
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Konnichiwa, bitches. We are here for another week. We'll see you next week. Say goodbye, Smokey.
Goodbye, Smokey.
And goodbye, Sumerian.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.